We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Conscious viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Omfarong on CSET, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouwe on Medium Network Service, or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bea Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bea Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5, La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holitel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47, Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a northern Ethiopian village increases food security through water-saving practices. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Alue Cultural and Theatre Society, which encourages creative expression in Palestinian youth through artistic endeavours. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 19th, one of the founders of the internationally renowned United States-based Mayo Clinic, Dr. Charles Horace Mayo, was born in 1865 in Rochester, Minnesota, USA. He began his career as a physician working with his father, Dr. William Worrell Mayo, and his older brother, Dr. William James Mayo. Dr. Charles Mayo's father instilled in them the importance of cooperation and sharing of information. Their private practice eventually led to the founding of what is now called the Mayo Clinic. It is a much respected nonprofit establishment recognized for its devotion to high-quality medicine, patient care, research, and education. The Mayo Clinic diet focuses on fresh fruit and vegetables for weight loss and optimum well-being. May the legacy of Dr. Charles Horace Mayo and his family continue on its dedicated path of improving the health of many.
Lion News. Strong winds fuel wildfires in Greece. Gusts of up to 65 kilometres per hour cause blazes to spread quickly both north and south of Athens on Saturday, July 17th, with several homes, a monastery and a children's camp being evacuated. Near the coastal resort town of Kalamos, residents were advised to leave their homes in four villages threatened by the flames, while volunteers joined firefighting personnel in the southeastern Attica region who had arrived with land equipment and helicopters. According to a report from Lieutenant General Apostolos Gerakostas, Deputy Head of Greece's Fire Service, all efforts were largely successful by Saturday evening in containing the fires. Thankfully, no injuries or casualties were reported. We send our thanks to the Greek firefighters and volunteers for their work together in minimizing damage and ensuring public safety. Wishing everyone a smooth resuming of regular day-to-day life as we pray for such destructive events to be minimized through our more considerate regard of the environment.
Tropical Storm Khonson bears down on Olac, or Vietnam. The storm struck the northern province of Thanh Hoa late on Saturday, July 17th, bringing winds of 83 kilometers per hour. As of Sunday, two people had perished, with another 11 missing, as three naval ships were dispatched in searches. An Olaxese, or Vietnamese, official stated that damage was being assessed as thousands of soldiers had been sent to help people affected by the storm, with some 30,000 who had been evacuated before it struck. Our appreciation, Olaxese military personnel, for your help in protecting the well-being of those in the storm-hit regions. May such disasters soon subside as humanity's adoption of more elevated lifestyles help restore our planetary equilibrium.
Rare floods sweep through Singapore again. A trail of damage greeted many Singaporeans on Saturday, July 17th, as intense torrential rain set off flash floods in eastern and central regions, including Bukit Timah, Upper Thomson and Telok Kurau. Floodwaters were waist-deep in some areas, uprooting trees, severely disrupting traffic and causing power loss. Singapore's Civil Defence Force personnel came to the aid of at least 60 people stranded in vehicles as some 179 millimetres of rain was recorded in just 2 hours' time, which is 20 millimetres more than the average rainfall for all of July.
Although until recently flooding of this magnitude was considered very rare, occurring about once every 50 years, Singapore's Minister for Environment and Water Resources, Yaacob Ibrahim, observed that the city-state has been hit by these extreme conditions four times within just a two-month period this year. With our prayers for the Singaporean people, we send our appreciation to all the Civil Defense Force and other personnel working to assist the flood-afflicted. May such unusual weather extremities be curbed as we strive to adopt more eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Belgium assists the displaced in Democratic Republic of Congo. Belgian Development Cooperation Minister Charles Michel announced a donation of 1 million euros in humanitarian assistance to the North Kivu province of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The funds will help provide sustenance for the estimated 70,000 people fleeing civil war in the region. It is also part of a larger goal of the current Belgian European Union presidency to help stabilize the humanitarian situation there. Our appreciation, Minister Michel, and Providence bless Belgium for your swift actions to aid the people of North Kivu. May the lives of the gentle Congolese people be graced with the assurance of lasting security and peace.
Fatal disease strikes salmon farms as well as wild fish. A study of salmon fish farms in Norway and the UK has found that disease is reaching near epidemic proportions, with 417 farms reporting a disorder causing the destruction of heart and skeletal muscle tissue, which causes death in 20% of the fish.
Furthermore, this infection can spread to wildfish. The team of US and Norwegian researchers, led by W. Ian Lipkin, MD, Professor of Epidemiology at Columbia University in New York, USA, further discovered that the cause of the affliction is likely a previously unknown virus. In the fish farms tested, 28 out of 29 samples were found to contain the newly identified virus, with some 25% of wild salmon tested that were also infected. Dr. Lipkin and colleagues, we appreciate your research highlighting the perils of farmed fish practices. Let us avoid such health and environmental hazards altogether by making food choices that are animal-free for the greatest vitality and peace of mind.
New Loving Hut opens in Germany. The lively northern metropolis of Hamburg recently welcomed its first Loving Hut branch. As one of the newest additions to the world's fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants, this Loving Hut is one of the many encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai in offering delectable and affordable cruelty-free cuisine to the public.
Located in the new Hamburg city centre, a visitor attraction known for its architecture and bustling urban development, Loving Hut Hamburg, with its nearby subway station for easy access, has quickly garnered many fans.
Es hat sehr gut geschmeckt. Ich bin das erste Mal hier. Ich denke, ich werde noch mal wiederkommen, ja.
Also ich bin aus Wien und wir haben auch zwei Loving Huts in Wien. Und da war ich schon und ja, deswegen bin ich auch heute hier in Hamburg. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
What wonderful news! With our congratulations to Loving Hut, we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her vision of a wholesome vegan world through this auspicious franchise. May more and more people choose such a humane and peaceful diet as they discover the multifold delights of plant-based meals.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Three Cubans arrive in Spain. With an initial group of 11 former detainees who flew to Madrid this past week, Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratinos announced that 9 more will be welcomed this week, with additional persons expected to follow. Those being freed are among a group of 52 detained since 2003 that the Cuban government agreed to release as part of an historic accord formed with the Cuban Catholic Church and the government of Spain. Many of the former inmates are being joined in Spain by eager relatives and extended family. Our respectful appreciation, representatives of Cuba, Spain, and the Cuban Catholic Church, for your diplomatic resolution and cooperative accord, wishing the newly freed joyful reunions with loved ones and fulfilling new chapters in life.
save our planet. Current CO2 levels could lead to irreversible Arctic change, with current rates of Arctic warming continuing to accelerate, especially over the past two decades. Dr. Ashley Ballantyne of the University of Colorado, USA, and other international colleagues sought to better understand these rising temperature-related risks. To do so, he looked back in Earth's history to the Pliocene epoch, between 2.5 to more than 5 million years ago, when CO2 levels were between 350 to 450 parts per million, comparable to today's approximately 390 parts per million. However, despite the similar amounts of greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, the Arctic's temperature at that time was much higher. Dr. Ballantyne's findings indicate that present temperatures in the Arctic simply may not yet be showing the future changes in store for the region.
We were pretty startled to learn from our estimates that temperatures were on the order of 19 degrees warmer during the Pliocene in the Arctic. I mean, it was very different from the Arctic landscape of today, which is very sparse and barren if there isn't ice cover. This implies that not only is the Arctic very sensitive to CO2 levels, but that what we've observed thus far in the Arctic is a transient response, and that the Arctic hasn't yet reached its equilibrium state.
The research suggests that the significant changes resulting from the presence of increased CO2 in the atmosphere could not only harm species adaptation and survival, but could even set off an unalterable process of ice-free warming. Related research has already forecast that continued melting of the Arctic tundra could trigger a devastating release of greenhouse gases such as the potent methane into the atmosphere, leading to runaway global warming.
It implies that Arctic is in store for much warmer conditions in the future, even if we were to stabilize CO2 levels at 400 parts per million. And this warming will produce irreversible changes in Arctic ecosystems.
Our appreciation, Dr. Ballantyne and associates, for your research that warns of future Arctic destabilization even without further greenhouse gas emissions. May we act quickly in mitigating climate change at all costs by adopting necessary earth-preserving measures.
In an August 2008 interview by Ireland's East Coast FM radio, Supreme Master Ching Hai urged for humanity to heed such scientific cautioning through the most effective actions to quickly rebalance the biosphere.
According to the scientists, whatever they have predicted or prescribed about our critical situation is accurate up to 99%. They want us to change the way we live our life by cutting down CO2 emission. And the fastest way that individuals can do without a lot of protocol and ado is to be purge. It's truly critical now, as we have witnessed increasing disaster worldwide due to climate change. We still have time. We still have a little time to change the course of destiny, thanks to the vegetarian population, old and new members, that reduce the most karmic retribution in the short span of time. Thus, we have like an extended deadline before the no return point. But it's not much. We must change fast to avoid much more damage to the earth, as well as loss of more lives and resources.
Save our planet. Endangered turtles successfully released. Spain's Cabo de Gata-Níjar Natural Park in the province of Almería is home to a special project of caring for and reintroducing young loggerhead sea turtles to the region. On Thursday, July 15th, 80 turtles hatched in 2009 were successfully released from a beach in the park. The Environmental Department and the Spanish National Research Council, or CSIC, initiated the reintroduction program in 2004, which involves first collecting turtle eggs from Cape Verde, where the species is found in larger groups but sadly faces multiple dangers.
The eggs are then placed on the beaches of the park or in incubators and are transferred when they hatch to the center of the Marine Environment Management Algeciras. The young turtles thus spend their first few months in a safe environment to sufficiently harden their shells, which greatly increases the chances of their survival in the wild. The hope is also that the turtles will return to nest in the park, thus creating a healthy, thriving population from its beaches.
A big bravo, Environmental Department, Spanish National Research Council, and Spain, for your dedicated efforts to save this wonderful marine animal. May your exemplary actions lead to more such celebrations of life around the world with shared respect amongst all Earth's inhabitants.
Save our planet. An extreme heat wave continues in many countries across Europe, with northern countries such as Finland reporting the highest temperatures in 76 years.
Save our planet. A report by the nonprofit Western Resource Advocates in Colorado, USA, highlights water scarcities in the American West and Mexico, stating that legal water rights are exceeding actual river amounts, while two of the region's largest reservoirs stand at just 55% of capacity.
Save our planet. China's National Bureau of Statistics reports that extreme drought has caused the nation's grain yields to be down for the first time in 7 years, with further declines forecast due to recent excessive flooding in southern regions.
Plant-based diet. We have a tip to share on selecting and storing fresh strawberries. Look for the plump, sweet-smelling, bright red ones because strawberries do not ripen once picked. After you get them home, it's best to keep the green tops on and not rinse them until ready to use. Place them in a colander and put it in a refrigerator uncovered. They like the cool circulating air. This method will help the fruit maintain its delicious flavour for a few days. Enjoy! Thank you for watching and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Canada. Canada's first ever Veggie Pride Parade took place in Toronto. Various animal rights organizations, vegan and vegetarian groups, and like-minded individuals joined together to promote the cruelty-free lifestyle. Walking through the streets of Toronto, participants celebrated the many benefits of the plant-based diet. Miss Kimberly Carroll, a Canadian television host who represented Miss Vegan at the parade, was the master of ceremonies.
We had vegans and vegetarians and veg-friendly people of every stripe. It was just amazing, and it just shows the explosion of veg lifestyle in North America right now. It's really beautiful to see.
Our association members, some with their sweet animal companions, also took part in the festivities. dressed in animal and vegetable costumes, they carried large SOS banners and distributed SOS flyers which shared information on the meat-free solution to global warming. Bravo Toronto Veggie Pride Parade for holding such an important event to increase awareness about the veg diet of kindness. May more choose the earth-saving vegan way for many bright tomorrows.
In ecology news, a northern Ethiopian village increases food security through water-saving agricultural practices. Residents of Abrahawe Atswaha have adopted watershed management techniques with the help of the United Nations World Food Programme's Managing Environmental Resources to Enable Transitions to More Sustainable Livelihoods project. Through building terraces on hills, water has been absorbed by the soil and erosion is prevented. The results are abundant harvests with almost all the residents able to earn a living from what they grow. We are glad to hear of such good news, Abrahawe Atswaha. Also, our earnest thanks, Managing Environmental Resources to Enable Transitions to More Sustainable Livelihoods Project, for your vital guidance. May eco-friendly methods such as these assist us in creating a flourishing and sustainable plant-based world for all to enjoy. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Elrawedd Cultural and Theatre Society, which provides theater, dance, music, and much more as a vehicle for Palestinian youth to express themselves. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Please stay tuned for more inspiring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a wondrous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Elrawedd Cultural and Theater Society, which has toured many countries with its theatrical presentation on the history of Palestine.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Elrawedd Cultural and Theatre Society is dedicated to helping prepare young adults in Palestine for a bright and harmonious future. The non-profit, founded and directed by Palestinian filmmaker Dr. Abdel Fattah Aboussoul, facilitates creative ways for youth to express themselves through artistic involvement. Elrawedd, which means pioneer in Arabic, works in the Bethlehem community and in particular in the camp of Ada.
Focusing on theater, puppetry, clowns, and traditional Palestinian dancing, Elrawedd encourages the participants to tell their life stories and those of their rich heritage. Music and choir, especially as an accompaniment to the dancing, is another exciting part of the society's offerings. Workshops in drawing, painting, embroidery, floral designs, and mosaic panels are also available. Images for Life gives training in photography and video, which enables the students to work on independent projects or impart these skills to others. In addition, it provides a welcome opportunity for them to present their images to the community and world at large.
We Are the Children of the Camp, a dramatic performance of Palestinian history, has been performed to acclaim in Sweden, Denmark, Egypt, France, Belgium, and the United States of America. It includes folk dances and reflections on the peace process. Bravo, Dr. Abdel Fattah Aboussoul and Elrawedd Cultural and Theatre Society, on your life-affirming endeavours. With Allah's great beneficence, may the blessed people of Palestine thrive evermore in independence, joy, and plenitude on a long-lasting planet.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Malay entitled Dream Woman.
Seorang pemuda telah menemui wanita idamannya dan ingin berkahwin dengannya. Dia meminta ibunya bertemu dengan tunangnya, tetapi dia mahu ibunya meneka. Dia beritahu dia akan bawa wanita itu balik bersama dua orang lagi wanita dan lihat sama ada ibunya dapat meneka yang mana satu ingin dia kahwini. Ibunya pun bersetuju. Pada malam itu, Dia datang ke rumah ibunya bersama dengan 3 orang wanita muda yang cantik. Semua orang bergembira pada malam itu, berbual-bual dan saling mengenali. Selepas itu, pemuda itu bertanya kepada ibunya, "Baiklah, Mak, wanita mana satu yang saya nak kahwin?" Tanpa ragu-ragu, ibunya menjawab, "Perempuan yang di tengah-tengah itu." Pemuda itu terkejut. "Hai, macam mana Mak boleh tahu?" "Senang," kata ibunya. "Mak tak suka perempuan tu."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Supreme Master, I'm a journalist in Nigeria and I became a vegan after watching your program on cable. I discovered that we need thorough education on vegetarianism. One of the greatest men of the century was vegan chief Obafemi Awolowo. Throughout his lifetime, he was a sage with great achievements. I will need your assistance in informing people on my column by having some history of the great vegan food available and recipes for vegans in West Africa. Looking forward to hearing your reply soon. Said from Nigeria, West Africa.
Greetings, Saeed. Thank you for your kind note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Shining Saeed, your news is wonderful. Congratulations on entering the noble, loving path of being vegan. Chief Obafemi Awolowo was indeed a dedicated leader, respected and beloved by many. For your caring efforts to share information about the vegan lifestyle, please access www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg. Also, recipes and cooking shows, including delectable ones from Africa, are freely available for download. May you and the spiritual people of Africa be greatly blessed. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Asia's first mobile physiotherapy clinic is launched in New Delhi, India, to serve urban areas on weekdays and provide free treatment to those in need on weekends.
Ecuador announces the provision of monthly support for caregivers of persons with severe physical or mental disabilities, as well as continuing training in areas such as health, nutrition, and self-esteem to ensure their quality care.
French scientists, using a new technique to analyze master artist Leonardo da Vinci's work, identify up to 30 ultra-thin layers of paint applied in the intricate Mona Lisa that convey the portrait's lifelike appearance.
President John Mills of Ghana, whose country has made significant progress in UN Millennium Development Goals, pledges to continue working with partners to improve the lives and well-being of fellow Ghanaian citizens.
A newly released survey by New Zealand Action on Smoking and Health, or ASH, reveals that smoking among the nation's teens is the lowest in a decade, thus affirming the effectiveness of anti-smoking campaigns.
In Gansu Province, China, specialists of Tibetan studies discover over 500 well-preserved bond scriptures dating back 1,000 years, handwritten in an ancient form of Tibetan script.
In a significant step toward the complete departure of troops from Iraq, the U.S. military formally transfers authority to Iraqi security personnel at Camp Cropper, the last U.S.-run detention facility in the country.
Foreign ministers and other representatives of the 56 Organization for Security and Cooperation member states meet in Kyrgyzstan to discuss ways to help the country restabilize in peace.
The European Commission announces a donation of 81 million euros to support Palestinian institution building efforts as well as private sector development, including 10 million euros going toward food aid for Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
Teen student David Wilcott of the UK is among the finalists in a national science competition for his design of a canine hydrotherapy jacket that makes it easier for dogs to mobilize their injured legs and speeds recovery time.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.